here in the second half. The front court right in front of us. Nick Emery drives into the paint and put up a shot that was nowhere close. He thought he was fouled. No whistle there, but a loose ball foul in the fight for the rebound.
And Collinsworth coming from behind, just trying to knock that away. Gets the whistle, so not the start you want.
And Nick really got caught, nowhere to go. Didn't have a really good look at the rim and just threw it up there. Corey Johnson from the right junction. Out to Evan Cummins. Cummins foul trouble in the first half. Johnson to Edizamwan on the angle right. Straight away to McCarthy, left wing to Cummins. Cummins outside the arc. Up top to Corey Johnson. Corey Johnson to the right junction. Out to McCarthy. McCarthy bobbled the ball but retracted on the baseline. Then lost it on the Collinsworth steal. 3-on-1 for BYU. Kyle hands off the trailer. Jamal Aitz who lays it up and in. And we're tied up at 31. So a 3-on-1. You better convert. And BYU does. Jamal Aitz has his first two of the game. Opting not to go with the hammer. Just kind of laying it up gently off the window. Another steal though resulting in a score for BYU. Agunwa Okali goes left block to Edizamwan. Edizamwan. Left-hand jump hook off the window is no good, but Agunwa Okali is right there for the follow. Two-point lead for Harvard, 33-31. Nick Emery on the wing left to KD. KD at 18 feet, passes out to Celius. Celius gets a second-half start, and Jamal Aitz is knocked to the floor. Every time he goes to the floor, I said, did he hurt it again? And I don't think he did. He just got knocked off balance, but the push will result in a foul, and BYU out of bounds, down 2, 33-31. Kyle Collinsworth triggers to the right of the BYU basket. Collinsworth, Emery, Celius, Davis, and Aitz. So a whole new starting lineup for BYU to start half number two. No Kafusi, no Fisher. Fisher struggling again away from the Marriott Center. Running jumper by Zach Celius. That's a tough shot. A one-footed runner base right from 10 feet. And Zach Celius has 8. BYU's back square, 33-33.
His confidence is so high. We know he can shoot the 3. That was a tough little runner.
Corey Johnson from 20. No, in and out. Rebound, Kyle Davis. BYU can take a lead. Collinsworth left side of the floor. Looks to the right, takes to the top. Stops on the perimeter. Now takes down the lane. Behind the back pass, and now it's
nice.
Aitz fouled in the left block. He goes up, doesn't score, but he's fouled, and he'll shoot free throws. Edizamwan picks it up.
That's what Kyle needs to do. You talk about assists, not a lot of assists. And BYU has a tendency to get those guards dribble in and try and force up the shot. We saw Nick do it on the first possession, but ain't getting the paint. Really start looking for guys, whether it be on the perimeter, spotting up or down low. And now that time, Kyle, a nice behind-the-back pass to Jamal.
So Jamal shoots 2. And BYU is now 3 of 9 from the free throw line. A miss by Aitz. Whoa. 6 missed free throws in a tie game. Second for Jamal. Nope. 3 for 10 BYU today.
Well, we've certainly seen that hurt BYU on the road, and it's hurt them today in this one.
Tommy McCarthy terminates left wing straight away to Cummins. Hand off there to Johnson. Left wing, Oakley gives there to McCarthy. McCarthy to the top of the key. A handoff, Johnson for 3. No, rebound, Kyle Davis. For KD, that's 6 boards. BYU can again take a lead. Nick Emery penetrates, hands up to KD, just outside the 3-point line, and then a turnover for BYU. Entry pass too far for Aitz, and BYU gives it away. Struggling so hard to get back in this game as they did in the first half, and early chances to lead here in the second half going by the wayside. Cummins, right wing Johnson, right corner to Oakley. Hand off Cummins. They get right beneath the basket to Edizamwan. Easily done. Zena Edizamwan with a left hand hook off the window. He's got 7, and Harvard's back in front, 35-33.
Let him catch that way too low. No chance once he gets that ball.
Collinsworth, 3-point land left. Left block KD. KD with a jump hook. That's good. Again, a little far out for a true jump hook. A 10-footer, though, and it goes for Kyle Davis. Nice shot by KD. You're skilled when you can make that shot.
Yeah, it seems to be in his wheelhouse. That's a good shot for him.
Davis, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Tied again at 35. BYU's got to go on a run. They get push a little lead. They've only had a 2-point lead is all today. Oakley to the middle of the alley. His jump hook with the right hand is no good, but foul, and the Crimson can take a lead from the free throw line. Celius picks it up. 16:44 to play.
2 fouls on Zach. Really no one in foul trouble. A couple guys with 2. Emery Collinsworth with 2.
I misspoke on that two-point lead I referenced. Just the one-point lead for BYU at 29-28. That's the only lead. Oakley makes the free throw. His first free throw attempt is good. He's a 62% shooter. Harvard as a team is now just 2 of 5. BYU 3 for 10. So the two teams combining to go 33% from the free throw line right now. And BYU, cover your eyes, 30% at the stripe today.
Nate Austin checks in. Got his bell rung in the first half. It looks to be okay. Checks in for 8.
BYU basketball sponsored in part by Smith's Market Fresh Groceries. Fresh food for your family and fuel for your vehicle. Low prices, Market Fresh at Smith's. Second by Oakley is a swish. 62% guy goes 2 for 2. And Harvard's in front again by 2. 37-35. BYU having a tough time pushing out in front. Down by 16 in the first half. Foul on the BYU front end. Fouls on Oakley. Oakley-dokley, neighbor.
Yeah, I mean, he must just get that. Ned Flanders.
Yep.
I'm sure my boys that are here appreciate his name.
Took us a while to get to Oakley-dokley, but we did get it at some point. Collinsworth to the middle of the alley. Passes out to Austin from 15. Nate doesn't want to shoot it from there. 20-second shot clock. Gives it up to Collinsworth off a bobble on the wing left side. This doesn't look right on offense, and now a double dribble. Good heavens. What a possession that was for BYU.
They're saying that Kyle dribbled it and then picked it up and then started dribbling. Kyle's argument is, I never had control. I just picked it up off the bounce and then started dribbling.
Harvard 37 and BYU 35. Harvard in front court. The lob to Edezamwan. And a nice help side defense from Nick Emery. Slaps the ball away from behind. And BYU takes it away on the steal. Straight away, Collinsworth. A quick closeout on Kyle. Kyle starts down the lane. Terminates mid-post left. And a turnover for BYU. Or did Harvard touch it last? Harvard deflected it out of bounds. As Kyle wanted to go to Austin. 15:58 to go. Timeout on the floor. Harvard 37, BYU 35 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
It starts with a... And soon it's... You go from sitting and to sitting in your on your way to then one day and before you know it, it starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores! And
one! You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
To the traditional steakhouse, farewell. You were good to our forefathers with your dress codes, dim lighting, starch napkins, and that crumb scraper thingy. You'll be missed by some. But then there's the rest of us who prefer the new steak boss wraps from Taco Bell with a double portion of juicy marinated steak layered with your choice of guac and salsa or potato and bacon, then grilled to go. Goodbye, steakhouse. Hola, Taco Bell. For a limited time, double portion of steak as compared to the 1.5-ounce steak soft taco.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU fans, you can feel the excitement of game day every day in a Nissan. A proud supporter of college athletics, shop ChooseNissan.com for great offers on America's most exciting lineup. Innovation that excites. 15:58 to play here in Honolulu, Hawaii. It is Harvard 37 and BYU 35. BYU shooting 48% to Harvard's 42. Yet still trailing in this one. Three-point shooting, a difference maker. Harvard 6 threes to BYU's 2. BYU's also missed 7 of 10 free throw attempts.
Harvard going to a zone here. Let's see if they put Kyle at the free throw line.
Celius for 3. Air ball. Offensive putback score.
Assist.
Kyle Davis. Every time, or even when Zach messes up, it turns out well. Goes right to Kyle Davis, who lays it up and in. We're tied at 37. The lob low to Edezamwan. The foul is called on Austin for holding Zena. And Nate is seeing the whistle and hearing the whistle a lot this season. Nate Austin picking it up.
That's the right way to play him, though. They're fronting him now, and it resulted in a turnover a couple times ago. Nick Emery came over and knocked it away.
37-37. BYU's largest lead's been won at 29-28. It lasted just a matter of seconds. Down as many as 16. Left wing, Johnson. Left corner, Cummins. Cummins up top to Oakley. McCarthy, Oakley. Oakley at 18 feet. Terminates back to McCarthy. Three-point land left. 15-15 to play. 10-second shot clock. McCarthy driving kick. Three for Johnson is no good. And the rebound to Kyle Davis. For Kyle, that's rebound eight to go with 8 points. Down floor, Emery. Emery had it slapped out of his hands as he went to the rim. Got it back and hands to Celius. Celius now drives the key. Little out of control. Offensive foul. Saw that coming. 37-37, BYU still cannot take a two-point lead. 15:03 to go, and Celius now, an air ball followed by an offensive foul, and he'll be checking out. That's three on Zach as Chase Fisher comes in.
Too bad, because Nick had contested the three and released, was wide open. He caught it and looked like he'd have an easy path, but just got knocked away right at the last second.
Man, Mark, you worry about this game. It's just all the effort to get back in front, and the lead lasted just a matter of seconds. And here in the second half, multiple chances to get the lead, and nothing's working.
Well, the good news is for BYU's Harvard seems to be struggling a little bit. They certainly come down off that high they were on to start the game.
BYU's got to put together a definitive run here and get this game won. Left wing, Corbin Miller. Miller, the Cougar killer in the first half. 9 points on three threes. McCarthy penetrates, lobs it up, and the alley-oop drops home. Didn't get all of it, but Zenit Odozumwon got enough of that alley-oop pass to deflect it into the rim, and it's 39-37. Odozumwon's got nine. BYU down two. Post feed KD. KD to the middle, back to the base, back to the middle. Foul on his right-hand jump hook. He'll get two free throws. His only free throw attempt today was airballed. 14:33 to go, and Kyle Davis to the free throw line for two. BYU as a team really struggling at the stripe. 3 of 10. This has been after a few pretty good games to get themselves back at least to respectable, if south of that at 63%, but they were in the 50s for most of the first month. Two for Kyle Davis with his team down two. And that one's good. Too strong, but it goes high off the back iron and settles through the net. You'll take it. You'll definitely take it.
Yeah.
9 points for KD. He's had between 10 and 20 points in every game this season. He's about to get to 10 with a free throw. He can drop it home.
Yeah, he seemed to come out really sleepy as he misses that one, but he's made up for it now, playing much better.
One of three free throws for Davis. BYU 4 of 12. 33% at the free throw line. 8 free throw misses in a game that BYU trails by one. The alley-oop's intercepted by KD, and here comes BYU on the Harvard turnover. Emery for three. No, it's too strong.
Not online, just back iron.
Emery's first three try is missed. Transition three, Johnson, and that's no good. Rebound is two Harvard Crimson there for it. Look who's on the floor, Nate Austin, who gets called for the foul. One guy sitting on the floor, called for the foul. The two Harvard guys jumping for the rebound are fine. And Harvard leading at 39-38 with the basketball. Another on Austin. Team fouls here in the second half. BYU 5 to Harvard's 4. Harvard trigger on the end line. Corbin Miller straight away. Angle right, McCarthy. Harvard 39, BYU 38, 14 minutes to play. Corey Johnson outside the arc right.
All the three-pointers for BYU are sitting on the bench right now. Two from Zach, and he's not in the game.
McCarthy out front. McCarthy to the wing. Picks it up at 22 feet. Has to give it up. They get into McCarthy. He hands off to Johnson with a 10-second shot clock. What do they call? A push home. No. Team foul number 6 on BYU late in the clock. 35 feet away from the basket. So Harvard's going to be in the bonus the rest of the way. 13:47 to play still. 39-38, BYU leads Harvard leads BYU, beg your pardon. Harvard basketball, McCarthy to the bump. Picks it up at 20 feet, gives low to Odozumwon. Odozumwon just fake gave us. It wasn't Odozumwon. It was actually Eggy, and then the putback is good by Odozumwon. Zena Edisumwon's got 11, and Harvard's up 3, 41-38. BYU could not push in front. Now they're down 3. KD's fouled in the right block by Chris Eggy.
I think that's going to be 1-1. He wasn't shooting.
Just team foul 6, so non-shooting, and on the end line. So BYU gets it out of bounds. Eggy's got his third. Team fouls even 6 apiece. The scoreboard should show. Both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Kyle drives and kicks to Fisher. Fisher, step back three in the corner. No. Rebound, Harvard.
Questionable pass. Kyle was up in the air right at the rim and could have easily shot it.
41-38. Fisher still scoreless. 0-for-3 from the field. 0-for-2 from three. Edezumwa leans over. Davis, who stands tall to block. The putback is no good. And a rebound by Austin. Outlet Emery almost gave it over in backcourt. Gets it to front court. Austin up front. Right wing Fisher. Right wing to Collinsworth. Collinsworth takes Eggy to the rim. Blocked at the rim. Tipped out of bounds. Saved in by Harvard, who then give it away at the far sideline. It'll stay BYU basketball. Harvard never got possession, or did they? The shot clock still shows only 14. Will they give BYU a full shot clock? They will. So the full shot clock to BYU at 30. 12:49 to play in this game. BYU's never been able to push out in front. They're down three right now. Just a edgy sense here in Honolulu as Davis will have a seat. Austin will have a seat. Kafusi and Eights are in.
They've been really pounding it down low to head to someone, and he'll take a seat. So that'll help BYU. Harvard's strategy has been just pound it inside, and they've had success.
Collinsworth will lob it. Outside the left elbow to Kafusi. Kafusi gives it to Eights. Nice. Eights got good position. Right to the rim. Up and in with the right hand. Strong post move by Jamal Eights. And BYU's within one. Got to get a stop and a make here. Harvard 41, BYU 40. 12 and a half to play here in Honolulu. BYU down as many as 16 in the first half. Led by one. Harvard's pushed back in front here in the second half. Dribble handoff to Miller. Three-point perimeter range left. Straight away, McCarthy. McCarthy takes Emery. A little shove off by McCarthy, they don't call. A 20-foot jumper that he takes and misses, and Corfusi will let it go out of bounds. And BYU basketball, 12:07 to play, down one. The Cougars can get back in front here. Kyle Collinsworth will take it from backcourt to forecourt. Crosses the timeline, left-hand bounce. Terminates. They start it with Kafusi. Emery drives off the pass. And they can score and one! Nick Emery gives the Cougars a one-point lead, and a free throw can make it two after this. 11:57 to play. It is BYU trailing Harvard by a score of four. I beg your pardon. Taking the lead now, 42-41 over Harvard. BYU 42, Harvard 41. And Nick Emery at the free throw line to complete a three-point play next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOUGS. Bodyguards.com.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
All right, a ranked team is actually playing right now in college basketball. 13th-ranked Miami beating LaSalle 55-28 with 14:41 left in the second half. And in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, Akron still has a 20-14 lead over Utah State. Back to the guys over in Paradise.
Thank you, Cleon. And BYU, having retaken the lead, can extend the lead to a new game high of two as we come back in, as Nick Emery goes to the free throw line to hopefully complete a three-point play. BYU 4 of 12 from the free throw line. Nick Emery's an 87% free throw shooter, so just the guy you want, and that's why. Free throw good by Nick Emery, and BYU for the first time today leads it by two. 43-41, it's a 5-0 run for BYU. Nick Emery on the day with seven. Collinsworth's 10 lead the Cougars. 9 Davis, 8 Celius. Harvard in front court, Chris Eggy to the bump. Eggy, dribble handoff, Corbin Miller dribbles into a three. Missed at front rim, rebound out of someone. Reset, Johnson for three, and that's good. Harvard back in front, 44-43.
Give those two guys two good looks. Gonna make one of them.
Wow, it's just that kind of game for BYU. Struggled to get in front, bang, just like that. A three missed, an offensive rebound, a three made. Fisher, straight away Emery. Flare screen to Fisher, left corner. They close out to Fisher, but he's got a mismatch. Back to Nick. Nick guarded by Johnson on the wing left side. 10-second shot clock. Chase for three. No, he's still scoreless from three. Offensive rebound. Oh, Jamal Eats! And the putback and score. Jamal puts BYU in front, 45-44. Fisher still scoreless. 0 for 4, 0 for 3 from three. But Jamal Eats right there to stick it back. 10:55 to play here in Honolulu. Cougars by one. A drive to the basket. A foul. A foul by Kafusi as Eggy drove it. He'll get two free throws. Eggy scoreless on the day. It will go to the line. 29% free throw shooting for Chris Eggy. Can that be right? Yes, it is. Four of 14 from the free throw line. He gets two right here. There are a couple guys you want to foul. Eggy and Edda Sumwan. They're miserable from the stripe.
Yeah, these are two of the worst free throw shooting teams in the country.
Missed there by Eggy. Really, if you're in trouble and wanting to win this thing late and you need to do something like that, you have Eggy at 29% and Edda Sumwan at 46, who's 1 for 4 today. Now, BYU's not lighting it on fire, certainly, but there are more consistent shooters for BYU than the couple guys you're going to find for Harvard. 10:53 to go, and BYU by one, 45-44. Eggy misses again. Rebound, BYU, Kyle Davis. And for KD, that's 9 to go with 9 points. So almost another double-double in reach here for KD. So 0 for 2 for Chris Eggy. Collinsworth turns away from his man to the left elbow, to the free throw line. Handoff on triple team coverage to KD. Nice. Jump hook is good by Kyle Davis. And the Cougars have a three-point lead for the first time today at 47-44. KD with 11 and 9.
And a great assist from Kyle. That's what he needs to do. Get in the paint and then find the big man.
Now the offensive confidence for BYU growing. Left wing Johnson. Johnson to the free throw line. Mid post right. Edison one. Out to Miller. Miller at the perimeter. Miller guarded by Collinsworth on the far sideline. Fisher now gets into him. Johnson under 10 on the shot clock. 10-10 to play in the game. BYU 47, Harvard 44. Miller to the arc. To the paint. Desperation jumper's good by Corbin Miller. As the shot clock's about to go off, a 12-footer by Miller, and it's good. His first non-3, he's got 11, and BYU's up one. A three-point lead and a chance for a stop, and Miller makes that. And now a foul by Harvard, 1-1 for BYU.
It's going to be Kyle Davis shooting, just posting up. Eggy too physical with Kyle.
If that's Eggy, that's four. It is four for Eggy. And now 7 or 8 is it officially for Harvard here in the second half. Either way, it's 1-1 for KD. He's at the stripe with 9:56 to play and BYU up 147-46. Collinsworth will have a seat. Celius in. So it's Emery, Fisher, Celius, KD, and Eights. 1-1 for KD. There's a make. Attaboy. Ooh. Attaboy. He airballed his first free throw today, and he's been improving since.
That's the thing. That's not the stroke of a 61% shooter. That looked really nice. And I know he can get much better than what he's shown.
2 for 2 for KD. BYU by 3, 49-46. Can the Cougars here get that defensive possession to then increase a lead that can kind of push the run a little bit here? BYU's worked hard to get where they are. The post feed goes low to Edda Sumwan. Eights bodies him up. And then a reverse and score. Foul by Eights. Edda Sumwan with now 13 points.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I mean, he's so strong down low, gets good position. Kyle was coming down to help from the top side, and had someone very smart, spins baseline, goes reverse, and Jamal trying to catch up, fouls him.
Zen Edda Sumwan, 1 of 4 from the free throw line today. Nothing in the second half, and that's good. Tie game, 49, beg your pardon. BYU in front court. Nick Emery bounces it near the timeline. 9:35 to play. Left corner. Fisher passing out of a 3 to 8. 8's double teamed. Goes up with it. Stumbles with it and deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Jamal. It's Harvard basketball. 9:29 to play. BYU's never had more than a one possession, one score lead in this game. 49-46. Since then, three in a row for Harvard on that three-point play from Edisonwa. 49-49, Crimson basketball. Angle right, Steves. Right corner, Miller. Miller into a three. That's good. Six in a row for Harvard.
Miller,
14
the
for Miller.
Yeah, just on fire today. That's a tough shot. Hand in the face.
BYU down 52-49. Nick Emery near the timeline. 9 minutes to play. Into a three. Nick straight away. Too strong. Rebound, Harvard.
Zach Selyus. Oh, looked like it got a jump, and they call a foul on Zach. That's four.
That's four on Selyus.
Boy, he had the ball in his hands. Looked like a tie-up.
Scary game, this. Started poorly and improved in the middle, but BYU not distancing itself from Harvard at all. And now the Crimson have a three-point lead and a chance for more at the free throw line. Team foul number nine by BYU. Selyus will sit with four. 1-1 for Harvard. 52-49. The Crimson lead BYU three. Edisonwa, who's 2 of 5, has to make one to get a second. And someone at the stripe. So be alert for the free throw miss here. And there's the free throw miss, and Kyle Davis secures it. 2 of 6 is Zena at a someone. BYU down a three-point shot. 8:48 to go. Kyle Collinsworth drives it right to the rim. Hangs, doesn't hit, gets the ball back, goes back up. Hit again, fouled this time, doesn't get the shot to go. Two free throws for Kyle. Zena, was it at a someone that got him that time? Thought the signal was for four, but I had a tough time reading the official's hand from behind. Either way, Collinsworth gets two free throws with his team down three. 52-49, Harvard lead, and it was Zena Edisonwa, that's three. Kyle makes. Team foul eight on Harvard here in the second half. Kyle to make it a one-point game. Yep, 2 for 2.
Heating up a little bit. That could be important late in the game. Free throws.
BYU's now at 50, make it over 50% at 9 of 17. They were at 30%, 3 of 10. So 6 for their last 7. A drive and kick. Passing out of a 3. No, taking a 3 is McCarthy. It's long to Ates, who hands to Emery. Emery jumps a pass to Kyle. Kyle goes in the paint and turned it over.
Just too loose. It's so critical. Every possession critical. You can't give it away like that. You work hard on defense to get a turnover.
Harvard gets a steal from Edisonwa. Slam dunk. 16 points for Edisonwa. BYU, you're playing a deliberate team like Harvard. There's not too many possessions, and they toss a possession away last time down when they could have taken a lead. 54-51. Harvard by 3. Under 8 to go. Timeout coming on the dead ball. BYU playing with fire against a 3-6 team. Collinsworth pivoting in the paint, hands off to KD. KD lays it up and in. Beautifully done by Kyle Collinsworth. Draws all the defensive attention, and Davis with 13 to go with 10. That's a double-double, another double-double for Kyle Davis. His sixth of this season. He's averaging what he's got today, 13 and 10. BYU down one, 54-53, but it stops and makes right now. Harvard's converting too consistently. Hand off Miller. Miller straight away. McCarthy out front. 5 second shot clock. You can't let him get a late make. 4 and 3. McCarthy passing out to Oakley. Oakley with the shot clock about to expire, and it does expire before the shot. Timeout on the floor. BYU can retake the lead next. Harvard 54, BYU 53, 7:15 to play here in Honolulu on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. 3.
Got it! BYU by 9!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
The best thing at Chuck-O-Rama is the fresh homemade recipes. The rolls, the baked chicken, even my favorite salad dressings. They're all homemade. The best thing about homemade is that the ingredients are fresh. I would love to ask for the recipe for the rolls, but I know that I can just go over there whenever I want, so I probably don't need it.
Whew. The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama.
'Twas the night before Christmas for old St. Nick. He'd run out of presents and needed some quick. Where could he get them all in one stop? I'll head down to Shields to play and to shop. He grabbed his cart and checked off his list, making sure there was nothing he'd missed. Flying around, he grabbed all in sight, knowing it had to be delivered that night. He'd gotten a gift for every girl and boy. Gift happiness, feel joy. Merry Christmas from Shields.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU fans with low-rate loans, free mobile banking, and free checking accounts, America First offers convenient and affordable tools that help you manage your money however you choose. America First Credit Union, where members come first. BYU out shooting Harvard today, 48% to 45%. But not outscoring Harvard, because the Crimson have been the better team at the three-point line. Harvard 8 threes, 8 of 16 to BYU's 2 on 2 of 8. It's a low volume number in terms of attempts. It's a low number in terms of makes. BYU made, I believe, 14 threes in its last game against Central Michigan to 2 in this game. And Chase Fisher, 0 for 4, scoreless in this game. BYU basketball as we come back in, down 54 to 53. Nick Emery goes to KD. Good move. Double team to hand off to Nate Austin. Nate Austin passes out to KD, fakes a three, drives the key, leans it, banks it, doesn't get it to go, and Harvard the rebound. No, it falls to not Austin, and now KD blocked again. Back to Kyle. Kyle jump hook is good. Oh, he hung with it, and he knocks it down. That's all KD. BYU by one, 55 to 54. Can they get a stop?
Wow, try again, man. What a great effort.
Oh, Collinsworth almost had the swipe of McCarthy near the timeline. McCarthy down the baseline. Lob, alley-oop, comes down
charge?
With the first.
No?
And
no.
A foul. Nate has been, he's been called for a foul three times with his butt on the floor tonight. Nate, another foul. Edisamwen will go to the free throw line. At least they're fouling the right guy.
Probably
Zena
good, yeah.
Edisamwen is 2 of 6 at the free throw line. And now it's 2 free throws, though. It's 10 fouls, so double bonus for Harvard. Harvard 55, or BYU 55, Harvard 54. The Cougars just desperate to push a lead, but man alive, it's been hard. 55-54. Now Zena Edisamwen at the free throw line, where he's 2 of 6. And again, 46% on the season. So they're getting the right guy. He's having a nice game. 16 points, 16 rebounds. Nice game, I should
terrific.
Say so. That's nuts. 16 and 16. The 16 rebounds tie a career high, misses the free throw badly. So the 16 rebounds, a career high tying for Edisamwen, but the free throws may be his undoing. You know, Amaker may not be able to have him in the game late if this is what goes on, and he's an important player.
And it's smart to foul him rather than give him those easy buckets.
A make, he rattles the second one home, ties the game. 17 points, 16 rebounds for Zena Edisamwen. It's a 6.5-minute game, tie game. Austin to Collinsworth near the timeline. Kyle up top. Takes it down the lane. Hands off to KD. KD dribbles out to the left corner. Hands back to Nick. Nick, tough three in the corner. It's an air ball. How did that happen? Must have been touched.
Yeah.
Must have been ticked in the corner. That's a tough shot anyway. That's driving hard to the corner, shooting off balance. Harvard the other way off the rebound. This is an open three, top of the key. That's good by Patrick Steves. His first points of the day. Three-pointers are going to be BYU's undoing if they don't win it. 9 threes for Harvard to 2 for BYU after a 14-3 game against Central Michigan, and Harvard by 3, 58-55. Collinsworth stripped in the paint. Harvard on the steal. Good heavens. Left corner, 3 by McCarthy. No. Rebound, KD, knocked out of his hands, and Harvard grabs the offensive rebound. Back to Steves. KD had it, but they yanked it away. McCarthy up top, BYU down 3. Driving hard is Oakley. Oakley through the end line, into the corner. McCarthy bounce past Miller. Miller back to McCarthy, down to a 10-second shot clock. Harvard the 3-point lead in the ball. Deliberate Harvard team at 8 seconds on the shot clock. Oakley goes low to Steves. Steves backing in on Chapman. Jump hooks it over him short. Rebound Kyle Davis. Davis with 17 and 13. Into front court goes Kyle Collinsworth. BYU down three. Nick Emery struggling today. Chase Fisher struggling today. And that's usually meant a loss for BYU.
Zach on the bench with four. You might want to put him back in the game.
KD stepped on the end line, turned it over on the drive. Good gravy. Harvard 58 and BYU 55. Timeout, Dave Rose. We'll take it on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Couple of game day tips for you sports fans.
First things first, head to Zaxby's.
Right, then get all your favorites.
You know, Zaxby's chicken, crinkle fries, drinks, Texas toast.
During the game, eat a crinkle fry before the other team shoots a free throw.
They miss.
Exactly. And when you dunk chicken fingers into sauce,
game time dunk.
It's science. Oh, and when it's crunch time, go with Nibblers.
You can thank us later.
We're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs!
Cleon Wall in the IMG Network studios. One other local team is playing right now, and I'm not talking about in football. Utah Valley playing against UNC Wilmington in the Billy Minardi Classic, and UNC Wilmington has a 31-25 lead with 7:50 left in the first half over the Wolverines, and the famous Idaho Potato Bowl going on right now. Akron has a 23-14 lead with 2:48 left to go in the game. Now back to Greg and Mark at the Sands Sheriff Center in Honolulu.
Thank you, Cleon. An incredibly tense game here in Honolulu, Hawaii. Once BYU erased an early 19-3 Harvard lead and would go in front 29-28, it's been within 5 points, 4 points, 3, 2, 1 ever since. It's been so close the entire second half. 58-55, Harvard leads BYU by 3. BYU basketball brought to you in part by Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic Central Texas right there in Utah County. Bam Bam's does barbecue the way you like it, low and slow. Bam Bam's located at 1708 South State Street in Orem. Harvard basketball, as we come back in, looking to increase a three-point lead. Chase Fisher's back on the game without a single point to his name today. He's 0-4 from the floor, 0-3 from 3. After a big night the other night against Central Michigan. That's been Chase this year a little bit, up and down. When he doesn't score, it's hard for BYU to win. Steves from 15 feet takes it low, hands off for the dunk. Zena Edesomwun, 19 points, one off a career high. He's having a career game against BYU. Fisher had it knocked out of bounds by Harvard in the paint. It'll be BYU basketball. Cougars down 5. 60-55, 4:23 to play. Desperate feel to this one as BYU's never pushed out in front by more than a single made shot. Their large lead was 3. Harvard doing everything it needs to hang with and stay in front of BYU. Harvard by 5. BYU's got to come back from down with under 5 to play, which they have not done this season, for a win. Collinsworth into Fisher in the right corner. Who's going to be big for BYU? Fisher, handoff to Kyle Collinsworth. 4:15 to go, 15-second shot clock. Collinsworth on the arc. Gets a screen by Davis, goes away from it, takes it right down the lane, draws contact. The layup is missed. A late whistle comes. Free throws for Kyle Collinsworth. Edesomwun picked it up. He's got 4 fouls. So he's a bit of trouble right now. He's in foul trouble. Plus, when he gets fouled, he's trouble. He can't make up at the free throw line. So we'll see how that plays into the final 5 minutes here. But BYU's got to be proficient from the stripe down the stretch. Free throw by Kyle. Got it. Collinsworth, after opening up 1-for-2, has gone 4 in a row. BYU as a team is now 10-for-18. They've made 7 of the last 8 at the stripe.
Well, someone will sit, so that does help BYU. You don't have to worry so much about him getting low post touches.
Just to make it a one-score game, and Collinsworth makes it. 2-for-2 on the trip. BYU down 3. Got to get a stop. 60-57. Harvard leads it by 3. 4 minutes to play here in Honolulu. The Crimson 3-6. BYU 7-3. But Harvard has controlled most of the game. Harvard with Cummins, who's in foul trouble. Pick and roll. Takes the roll and lays it up. Too strong. Oh, he missed it right at the rim. Ooh. Missed a gimme. Evan Cummins rolled off it. Took the perfect pick and roll feed and missed it. 3:40 to go. Timeout coming on the dead ball. BYU can tie it with a 3. Zach Seljuss in the game. They go to KD. KD working on Steves. To the middle. Soft jump. Hook is up and down for KD. That's his go-to shot. Wheelhouse. Right hand over the left shoulder. BYU within 1. 60-59. 4 in a row for BYU. Driving it low is McCarthy. Pulls it out to the perimeter. 3:20 to play. BYU down 1. Oakley on the wing left side. Agunwa, Oakley, straightaway Steves. Patrick Steves cycles to McCarthy on the right wing. McCarthy topside. McCarthy slips and falls! And a turnover! Oh, and the Cougars don't get it! Now it's a fight on the floor. Seljuss in the front court. It's 1-on-2. He pulls it out. Chase Fisher on the arc. Smart. BYU basketball to Seljuss. Seljuss drives. Hand off Jamal. One bounce to the rim. Falls to Davis. Hangs. And hits! Kyle Davis! And the Cougars in front! 61-60. A 6-0 BYU run.
Bodies everywhere. Plays being made. Great feed by Zach down to Jamal, who feeds Kyle Davis and scores it.
Oh, what drama here in Honolulu. BYU back in front, 61-60, 6-0 spurt. Kyle Davis, a new career high, 21 points to go with 14 rebounds. BYU by 1 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our 5 locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put back throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education? Career? Your family? What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehigh, Utah. Connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Just before the break, Kyle Davis up a mad scramble beneath the hoop. Up and in for points 20 and 21. We'll call that the Zions Bank shot of the game. Zions Bank shot of the game presented by Zions Bank. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business, and KD keeping BYU in business here in Honolulu. BYU 61, Harvard 60, 2:55 to go. Harvard basketball. BYU's got to get a stop here on this end.
Well, this is BYU's best offensive team they could put on the floor. They got Davis down low. Someone is back in the game, so look for Harvard to go into him.
Someone playing with 4 fouls and not a good free throw shooter. Corey Johnson on the wing right side. BYU's had a lot of time to talk about their last 3 minutes here during that last timeout. McCarthy, wing left. McCarthy, straightaway, Johnson. Johnson right corner, Corbin Miller. Miller has 4 threes this afternoon. terminates straight away. Steves left to McCarthy, down to a 5-second shot clock. A three from McCarthy is no good, and the rebound to Kyle Davis.
Good box out, kept someone on his back.
21 points, 15 rebounds for KD. What a game for Kyle. BYU with 2:15 to go. Collinsworth driving, kick, huge three. Emery got it! There it is! Nick with the flip, and the Cougars by a game high four. 64-60.
Great time to get his first. Great feed from Collinsworth.
BYU now 3 of 10 from three. That make from Emery, massive. The freshman of all the threes for BYU today. 1:55 to play. BYU by 4. Two possession game. 64-60. McCarthy to Johnson off the curl right wing. He put it on the floor. Kyle almost had it. Collinsworth almost had the steal. It goes to Steves. They go to Ed someone. Hand off Steves. Steves right to the rim. Up and in. Patrick Steves has 5. And a timeout to Harvard. 100 seconds to play. 1:40 on the clock. And BYU's up 64-62. 30-second timeout will stay right here. Paid attendance, 71-61. Turnstile attendance, 1861. Fans on hand, including Sasha and Malia Obama, are getting a good show between BYU and Harvard. The Cougars lead by 2, 64-62. The Obamas, like the Durants and the Rebels, are spending family time Christmas week in Hawaii.
Yeah, I haven't got my invitation to Christmas dinner with them yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
They'll text you.
I tell you what, though, what an exciting game we have here. Kyle Collinsworth now with 6 assists, 6 boards, 6 assists, only had 2 at halftime. He's really finding people. Man, he found Nick Emery in the corner there. That was a huge shot. Gives BYU a little bit of a cushion, but Harvard answers right back.
Patrick Steves took it right to the rim. BYU looking for makes every time down. Something good offensively every time down. Fisher on a scoreless day goes left wing to Emery. Emery to Kyle Collinsworth, top of the key. Takes Okalee to the paint. Drop step pivot out to Celius. Celius, a step back, doesn't take that. Gives to Collinsworth, who takes it out to the top
smart
of the key.
Smart.
1:20 to go in the game. 12-second shot clock for BYU. High screen Davis. Collinsworth takes it down the rim. Right to the rim. And, oh, it's no good. The tip by Davis is slapped out.
Back
he got
out,
it back.
Back out.
Out to Emery. A step back three. No. It's off the rim.
Nice.
And Harvard
that. The
rebound with 1:05 to go. Collinsworth took it down the lane, got right to the rim, and he missed it. The tap was slapped out, and then Nick took a three. It didn't need to take with a 2-point lead. Harvard with 55 seconds to go and a 15-second shot clock. BYU has to get the hold here. Steves from 30 feet right, holding it at his belt. 5-second shot clock. Penetration stripped on the drive, and he's held. He'll get free throws.
That's it for Zach, I think.
2 free throws coming up for Patrick Steves, and he's a good free throw shooter. This to tie the game. With 44.5 to go, Steves was held on his drive. He gets 2 with his team down 2.
Just so unfortunate. A great move by Kyle. He's trying to use his body to draw a foul. A lot of contact, but he had a good look at a layup. Just rims out. And a great effort by Davis to get the rebound.
Yeah.
You reset. You got 30 seconds under a minute to go. Don't take that shot. It's a backup fadeaway three from Nick. Just really, I can't understand why he would have
shot that. I'm not sure if he thought that the shot clock was still going or if they needed it. And he just made a three, but it's a different situation there.
That is it for Zach Celius. So you lose a kind of a clutch shooter out there. I know
fouls out on 8 points and 2 rebounds. Now Steves has 2 pressure free throws here with his team down 2. And the first is good. That's a free throw shooter right there. 79% free throw shooter. You can tell on the stroke. He's got 6. This to tie the game. BYU had a 4-point lead moments ago. Two for two.
Well, the shot clock is such that Harvard's going to have a shot to either tie or win. BYU's got to score here.
Collinsworth to the left elbow. Out to Fisher for 3.
No. Got hit. He got fouled on it.
Wow. Missed the 3, but he got fouled on a 3. He'll have to go to the free throw line, and there'll be a 4.1-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. BYU basketball, Brent, presented by Deseret First Credit Union. Serving the LDS community since 1955.
Well, that was smart to get a quick shot in there, Greg. Now you got the shot clock in your favor. You'll have the ball at the end.
That's number 1 of 1 for Fisher. BYU by 1. Gets 2 more. BYU basketball sponsored by Siegfried and Jensen. Siegfried and Jensen's been helping Utah families for over 25 years. Chase Fisher,
well short,
is now 1 for 4 at the free throw line. He missed the second. Harvard's going to get a chance to retake a lead as Fisher makes the second, though. Harvard was not going to be able to beat you with a three if you make them all. Now they can. 66-64, BYU by two. 34.1 to go. So Fisher makes two of three. They can't beat you with a two. They can beat you with a three. And that's what you worry about. Harvard's offense is designed to get a late shot. And if they go late in the clock, BYU will have about 5 seconds to go. Of course, the best case scenario is you get the miss, you get the rebound, you get the free throws after you get fouled, you walk out of here a winner. But it's BYU 66 and Harvard 64, and Chase Fisher, it's a tough day, all things considered. 2 of 5 at the free throw line and did not make a shot from the field. 0 for 4. BYU's trying to survive a subpar day from Chase Fisher. Because generally speaking, Mark, if Chase has a game like this, BYU does not win. So they're trying to get away with one here today without Fisher playing a good game. And he missed a key free throw a second ago, but did make 2 of 3. So the two can't beat you. Fans, for a great meal or a gourmet shake before or after the game, stopping the JCW's The Burger Boys, located at Thanksgiving Point, American Fork, Provo, and now South Jordan. Experience quality and a lot of it.
I've got to think, though, that Harvard's not going to wait till the end. They're going to want to get the two as quick as they can in their offense. It may be later just because of the defense for BYU. But regardless, you want to get out and really pressure the three, Greg. That's the only thing that you can lose by is a three. If they get a two, that's fine. You're going to have a shot at the other end to win it if that's the case.
Three-point shooting has kept Harvard in it. 9 for 19 for the Crimson, just 3 for 11 for BYU. Jordan Chapman is in the game with Nick Emery, Kyle Collinsworth, Kyle Davis, Nate Austin. BYU up two, 66-64, 34.1 to play. Harvard basketball, here we go. Steves into McCarthy. The California point guard past the timeline. Hands back to Steve. Steves drives it right to the rim, off the window and good. We're tied up. BYU will get a final shot. You're right, Mark, they didn't wait. They went early. Now BYU in a tie game plays for the win.
See if we get a timeout at any point.
66-66, 15 seconds to go. Collinsworth rocks a slow dribble near the timeline. Johnson looks at him, timeout late. 12 seconds to play.
The BYU channel, the ghost of McKelly Wesley here in this building, get a game winner. Dave Rose will drop his best play.
Did it not seem that Steve's got to the rim a little too easily?
Yeah, he just blew by his man, and the big man were there contesting but didn't want to foul.
Yeah, it's
maybe Steve's good free throw shooter, though.
So here we go, 12 seconds. At the very least, BYU should be taking the last shot. You don't want to give Harvard necessarily a look unless you've made a three. You don't want to give Harvard a look late. It's 12 seconds even to go with 66-66 the score. BYU down 16, led by as many as 4, 64-60. But it's been a 6-2 Harvard run in the last minute.
I'm going to go with a Fisher three to win it.
Wouldn't that be something? Chase Fisher, without a field goal make today, will he be the guy? 66-66. BYU and Harvard, and the Cougars in possession with 12 seconds to play.
A lot of times these come off a tip-in if you miss your first shot.
Fisher into Collinsworth in backcourt. Kyle passed the timeline with 6. High pick Austin. Kyle with 3. Kyle with 2. Out to Fisher. There's the 3. And it's an air ball. And was it taken down at the rim or simply no shot? BYU wanted goaltending. Officials say no dice. It's overtime.
I think it was an air ball, but it was awfully close to be going up and grabbing that.
Overtime here in Honolulu. 66-66 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
Close Shave America.
couple of game day tips for you sports fans.
First things first, head to Zaxby's.
Right, then get all your favorites.
You know, Zaxby's chicken, crinkle fries, drinks, Texas toast.
During the game, eat a crinkle fry before the other team shoots a free throw.
They miss.
Exactly. And when you dunk chicken fingers in the sauce,
game time dunk.
It's science. Oh, and when it's crunch time, go with Nibblers.
You can thank us later.
We're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Back in Honolulu, it is BYU 66 and Harvard 66. We're playing bonus basketball overtime here at the Stan Sheriff Event Center. BYU with a chance to win it at the horn. Got an air ball from Chase Fisher, who's now 0-5 from the field and 0-4 from three. And missed the free throw that could have given BYU a three-point lead instead of the two-point lead that Harvard erased in the final 30 seconds. So it's been a rough day for Chase Fisher, who's on the floor to start the second, or start the first extra session. It's Fisher with Collinsworth. KD, Ates, and Emery. BYU wins the tap. And Kyle Collinsworth in the front court. Here we go. 5 minutes of fresh basketball. Goes behind the back on Johnson. Goes low beneath the basket to KD. KD pump fake, wait, and score. Kyle Davis does it again. 23 and 16 for Davis. 23 points, and BYU's in front. 68-66. Such a typical time today, though, getting a two-possession lead. Can they get a stop and a make here to open overtime? Corbin Miller goes to the roller, Steve. Steve's bodied by Ates. Ates forces a pass off to Johnson, then back to Steve's. Return to Johnson for three in the lead. There it is. Another rainbow three by Corey Johnson. 12 points, and Harvard's in front. No stop. Does Harvard make? And the Crimson are up 69-68. Johnson has hit a couple of just ridiculous rainbow threes. Driving and missing is Collinsworth. He's fouled. He's hit on the head. He'll get two free throws, but he's on the floor hurt right now. Corey Johnson, four threes in this game. And that last one, like one of them in the first half, Mark, was so high in the air and right through the hoop.
Yeah, it's an impressive shot. Talk about Hawaii rainbows. That's a rainbow shot. It finds the dead center.
BYU down by one. Collinsworth shoots two. BYU 13 of 22 at the free throw line. It was a free throw miss in the final minute that helped get this game to overtime.
BYU going right at the rim with that is someone with four fouls, and he's got to be careful. Free throw's good from Kyle.
69-69 with 4:11 to play in overtime. Second for Kyle to give BYU the lead. Good. Rattles home.
8 for 9 for Kyle.
70-69. BYU in front, but Harvard has been scoring every time down the last four or five possessions, including to end regulation. They lob it to Edisumwu. Edisumwu playing with four fouls. Takes KD to the middle. Back to the base. He's held.
It's a good foul.
And free throws coming up. Davis has a single foul in the game. That's his first foul of the day. So, yeah, keep going on. In fact, don't even wait for him to make a move. Just grab him. I mean, he can't make free throws. He's 3 for 8 at the free throw line. He's going to have 2 the rest of the way. I don't see anything wrong with a Hakazena philosophy if he gets a good seal. You've got to make a shot, have him make a shot. But if he gets it that low, just go after him like Kyle did there.
Yeah, do all you can to keep it from him. But once he catches it there, yeah, hammer.
Miss. That's why you do it. He's 3 for 9. 70-69. BYU by 1 with 3:55 to play in overtime. Johnson checks out. Oakley checks in. Agunwa Oakley is in the game with his team down 1. Second by Edisumwu. Made it. Tied up, 70-70. Both teams 4-4 here in the overtime. 3:50 to go. Cougars in front court. Davis on the arc left. Dribble handoff to Collinsworth. Collinsworth penetration, gives low to Emery. Emery hangs it in. And 1! Nick Emery, smallest man on the floor, right beneath the basket, draws contact in the make. 3:42 to go in overtime. BYU by 2, 72-70. Nick Emery, with now a dozen, goes to the free throw line to give BYU a three-point lead.
Well, a great drop bounce pass from Kyle Collinsworth, but then Nick's underneath with all the big guys. He has to go up, shield his shot with his left side of his body, and go with his right hand. He's left-handed, folks, and he makes it with his right hand.
What are they looking at to see if maybe he got hit flagrantly? They've gone to the monitor. Not sure what they saw, but they're looking at a monitor review. Nick Emery now with 12 points. double-figure scoring in 9 of his 10 games played during this, his freshman season. He came in 2 today on 11 consecutive free throws made. He's got 1 today, so 12 free throws made in a row for Nick Emery. He's the guy at the line looking to give BYU a 3-point lead with 3:42 to go in overtime. And, of course, the officials will pleasantly come and tell the TV people what's going on because they need to know, but the radio guys, we're good. We're fine. 3:42.
Might have been some question about who the foul was on. They went to look at it. Of course, BYU would like it to be on Edison someone, but it was not.
It was on someone, just not Edison someone.
I don't know who Ed owes, but he owes someone.
It was on McCarthy. McCarthy has his third. Free throw make by Nick Emery. 12 consecutive free throws made, leading by 3. Stopping to make, Cougs. Stopping to make. Steves, right wing Johnson. Johnson, right corner, Miller. Miller, skip pass to McCarthy on the arc left. They go low to Edisumwon. Edisumwon gets to the middle. They foul him hard. That's right. Immediately foul him. KD did it again. Got all over him. Put him back at the line. Again, he got good position, so he's right in front of the rim and trying to go up with the shot. Kyle Davis got all over him, and that's 2 on KD. It's what you got to do. Put the 46% season free throw shooter at the line, and he's been lower than that today. He's 4 for 10, and he gets 2 more with BYU up 3, 73-70. 3:27 to go in overtime here in Honolulu, and there's a miss by Edisumwon. 4 for 11. How much longer can Tommy keep him in the game on the offensive end? It's just it's losing him points, and it may win BYU the game.
When you have a bad free throw shooter, a lot of long free throw misses, so you got to really box out.
Good point. Second coming from Zena Edisumwon. He's 4 for 11. He's 5 for 12. He misses and he makes. He misses and he makes the last 2 times. But BYU by 2. Chance to make it a 2-possession game right here. 73-71. 3:20 to play in overtime.
Oh,
backdoor,
yes.
Collinsworth and the dunk. Kyle to Kyle for the cram. Kyle Davis to Kyle Collinsworth. The throwdown. BYU by 4. 75-71. Timeout, Harvard. We're going to stay right here with it. BYU by 4 in overtime. What a look. What a look. Davis to Collinsworth. The role is reversed as the point guard goes backdoor and the big man with a beautiful drop in the pocket for the throwdown.
Yeah, 18-6-8 for Collinsworth, so another great night for him. And that, what I really liked there was BYU's been running this offense where they get Kyle or whoever the big man is, they get him up on the free throw line, entry pass to him, then they run cutters off of him, and the cutter, Harvard expected Kyle to go around the top of Davis, and it's so they're playing on the top side, and Kyle just slipped baseline, a wide open pass, great feed from Davis to find an open Collinsworth. So I'd say that's been a really good wrinkle. They run a lot of different looks off that high post touch, and it's been very effective.
Well, this Harvard team has not won a game this season when allowing 70 points or more. Granted, this game did get to overtime, but it's BYU 75, Harvard 71. Harvard normally not going to be playing or winning the high-scoring games for a much more deliberate team. They've yet to win a game in the daytime this year, one of the little quirks of the schedule. They're 0 for 3 in the matinees, and here we are in the sunshine of Honolulu, BYU leading it by 4 in overtime. Cougars led by 23 points, a BYU career-high 23 from Kyle Davis to go with his 16 rebounds, and he's that good that his 16 rebounds are not a career high. You've got Kyle Collinsworth with 18, 6, and 8. What a game. 18 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists for Collinsworth. Emery with 13 points, including a huge 3 late in regulation. Those are the 3 Cougars in double figures. Zach Selyus fouled out on 8 points. Zena Edisumwon with a career high in both points and rebounds today, 21 and 17, but his free throw failings have been a factor late in this game. He is 5 for 12 at the stripe. BYU is a team, 16 of 25. The Crimson, 9 of 18. So two poor free throw shooting teams playing to their reputations today, but BYU the better team at the stripe. 3:11 to go in overtime. It is BYU 75 and Harvard 71, and Harvard ball as we come back in. The Cougars on the floor with Eights and KD up front on the guard line. It's Fisher, Emery, and Collinsworth. And here we go. Agana Okali in to Corbin Miller.
Will they keep going into Edisumwon, Greg? That's the question.
The Brighton High product goes far wing, and Kyle Collinsworth got the steal, but he landed on the boundary. He dove in front of Corey Johnson and is slow to get up. Kyle a little dinged or just taking his time, but he is up on the far sideline. Went for the steal, but then he rolled on the floor with it. And so it'll stay Harvard possession. 3:03 to go. 19-second shot clock. Dave Rose coming to the mid-court line looking for clarification. The officials, by the way, in today's game, Todd Oppo, Duke Edsel, and Jason Barker, a crew, and none of those guys we've
never seen them
before. Patrick Steves will send in. Jamal Aides gets right in front of him. The lob goes beneath the basket. The catch at the right block is made by Oakley. Missed the shot, got the rebound, fouled on his way back up. Agunna Oakley will shoot free throws. BYU got the miss. Couldn't get the rebound. Offensive rebound gives Oakley a chance to score. He's a 62% free throw shooter, and he's 2 for 2 today, so I guess you'd say he's due for a miss. At 2:58 to play in BYU by one, by four, beg your pardon, 75-71. Oakley followed his miss and was fouled by Emery on the way back up, and there's a miss by Oakley. So he's 2 of 3. And BYU will lead by at least 3 after this free throw attempt. Agunna Oakley at the stripe in a 4-point game. Second on its way and through the hoop. BYU by 3. Oakley with 7.
That was Emery's
75-72 BYU.
That was Emery's 4th foul, so it keeps going to overtime. It might get thin.
Collinsworth sees a soft double up top. Terminates. Hands to KD. Back to Collinsworth. 15-second shot clock. 2:40 on the game clock. BYU by 3. Collinsworth a shove off, and they're going to call Oakley for the foul. Both teams shoot 2 the rest of the way. Agunna Oakley picks up his 4th. So Harvard players with 4, Edisumwon, Oakley, Eggy, and Cummins. 4 guys with 4, BYU, Emery with 4, Celius has already fouled out, Collinsworth 2 big free throws with 2:41 to go here in overtime. BYU 75, Harvard 72, final game of the opening session of the Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic, and Collinsworth misses short.
They've made 7 in a row for that miss.
This to make it a 2-possession game. Second by Kyle. Got it. It's important. Don't want to have Harvard able to tie it with a make. Now they can't. 76-72. 2:30 to go. Not even quite halfway through overtime. Still a ton of time left for the Crimson. They enter it to Oakley. Short corner left. Out to Steves. Steves from the perimeter. Goes to the bump to Miller. Miller dribbles into a difficult 3. That's good. What on earth is going on? Corbin Miller, 5 for 7 from 3, and that's a high degree, and BYU's lead down to 1. 76-75, 2:10 to go. Corbin Miller doing it to the team you know he wants to do it against. Collinsworth drives the end line, stops his penetration, has to give it up, and does to Aides in the left corner. The handoff to Kyle. Kyle stumbles down the alley, gets to the rim, scoops, and scores! Rolls it in! It circles down, and with under 2 to go, BYU by 3. Collinsworth, 21.
Stay on Miller.
But Miller is a 3-point make away from tying the game. They load it to someone, and he drives for the dunk. They didn't foul him in time, and he makes it a 1-point game again. 78-77, BYU leads Harvard. That offensive rebound by Oakley a few possessions ago is huge. Fisher near the timeline. BYU by 1. 8 to Emery. Emery with 90 seconds to play. Gives to Collinsworth near the center stripe. Down to a 12-second shot clock, 1:25 on the game clock. Collinsworth penetrates, gets to the left block, terminates, a handout to Fisher. Fisher gets right to the rim, reverses and hammered. He'll get 2 free
throws. That's for Edisumwon.
Edisumwon picked it up. He's gone. So 5 fouls and a DQ for Zena Edisumwon. But Chase Fisher is going to go to the free throw line for the chance to give his team a 3-point lead.
Well, if this does go another overtime, that's huge to have someone out, and he's limping off, injured himself on the play as well. Chase Fisher, Greg, not great from the line tonight. 2 for 5, 80% shooter, makes the first one.
BYU up 2. This to make it a 3-point game. Last time he had this chance to do so, it didn't work out. See if he can do it here. BYU 79, Harvard 77. Got it. Bottom both. So BYU by 3. 1:16 to play. Chapman in. Fisher out. They want Chap for his defensive prowess on this Harvard possession. BYU 80, Harvard 77. 76 seconds to play. Corbin Miller racing into front court. The hand back to Steves. Steves on the bump. Steves hands off. Up and in by Evan Cummins. Timeout, Harvard. Well, a 1-point game at 80-79. Harvard's really getting stuff when they want it here. 80-79, BYU's lead 1. BYU works so hard for its stuff, and then Harvard just seems like, okay, we're going to score on this possession, and they get right to the rim up and in. Cummins, who's playing with 4 fouls, scores. He's got 6 points. Timeout will stay right here with 80-79 the score. BYU leading Harvard and 1:08 to play here in Honolulu.
Yeah, Steve's just seems to, he gets the ball out near half court and he gets a full head of steam. BYU just can't stop him and they're forced to help. That time Kyle had to come up to help and it was an easy dump off for a layup.
The three-point number, if BYU loses today, will be the reason. Harvard, 11 threes. 11 for 21, 52%, and BYU 3 for 12, 25%. BYU trying to survive a poor three-point day. Corbin Miller is, he's the one-man band right now, just killing BYU from the arc. 5 for 7, 6 for 8 overall, 17 points for Corbin Miller. He's two off a career high. He's out of Sandy, Utah, Brighton High School. Dave Rose knows all about him, and I think probably would have offered him had he had a scholarship to give, which he didn't. And Miller ends up at Harvard, and he may be BYU's undoing here. BYU can't find a way to hang on here in Honolulu. BYU by 180-79, 68 seconds to go, Harvard basketball.
BYU's had a lot of success. They've been running that high screen with Davis and Collinsworth over and over again, been successful. See if Harvard makes any adjustments to that. But BYU maybe want to, you got to know where Miller is. Obviously, maybe want to go to the zone because they're just getting picked apart on that man. Harvard scoring every time down as well.
This feels like a March tournament, not a December tournament. I'm pretty wound up here. Kyle Collinsworth out front, takes Oakley down the lane, gets right to the rim, and lays it up and in! He could have thrown it home! He drops it in! BYU by three is a stop in the Cougars' immediate future. Steves for three. Missed it. Rebound. Brought down. Oh no. It's a loose ball. Foul. Eights slapped the rebound, but they say he fouled. The Cougars got the miss they needed, and they couldn't grab the rebound. They end up fouling. It's a loose ball foul with 82-79. BYU up three, and Evan Cummins, a 36% free throw shooter, which is the good news. He goes to the free throw line. He's 5 for 14 this season. He's a terrible free throw shooter. And he makes a swish.
Deadly center cut. Of course.
82-80. BYU's lead down to two. 48.3 to go. The Cougars got the miss. They couldn't squeeze the rebound. They fouled. They put this guy at the line. And he goes two for two. He's a 36% shooter, 5 for 14, and he makes them both.
You get a quick hitter, that's nice, because you'll have the last shot.
82-81, BYU by one. Collinsworth on the bump. Collinsworth again drives it, stops at 15, goes low to 8, and turned it over! He turned it over, and now Harvard can play for near a final shot. 82-81, BYU leads it. Harvard basketball. Corbin Miller, guarded by Emery. 20-second shot clock, 22-second game clock. Steves on the bump. Steves, hands off low. A foul, and free throws coming up for Agunwa Okoli. Agunwa Okoli to the free throw line to give Harvard the lead. He's 3 of 4. He'll get 2. Driving for the dunk, and BYU fouled him. The Cougars just needed to get points out of their possession, and Collinsworth turned it over in traffic. Passed it into traffic in the paint.
Agunwa Okoli. One miss, and then you can take it down. Last second shot.
They need him to miss one. Makes it. To give Harvard the lead. Timeout, BYU. 17.8 to play. Just needed points out of a possession, a free throw, anything, and they turned it over. Good heavens. 82-82, BYU and Harvard, 17.8 to play. So we'll see what Oakley does coming out of the timeout. He's 4 of 5, that's 80% tonight. He's a 62% shooter, so he's going to miss the second. That's what's going to happen. Law of averages says he'll miss, and BYU gets a shot to win. Either way, BYU, yeah. BYU should get a shot to win.
Yeah, but it'll really change how BYU approaches it. If he misses, yeah, they'll get the last shot. And if he doesn't, they need to go down and score quickly.
Just too much scoring by Harvard. And it's a team averaging low 60s. And granted, we've gone to overtime here, but just really efficient, this Harvard team. And really putting BYU on its heels and needing to score every time down. And now Harvard can go back in front. 82-82. Second free throw coming up here from Agunwa Okoli. Okoli puts the ball at his waist, takes a deep breath, bounces it once, shoots it, and scores it. BYU down. 83-82. Here we go. Collinsworth past the timeline. Collinsworth to 8 at the left elbow. Hand off to Emery. Emery hooks it low to KD. Turned it over. Turnover, out of bounds. Too far for Davis with 7.5 to go. It's Harvard basketball.
They run a play in isolation where Nick comes off the top, and then it's a seal from Davis. They try to go down, and they say it's off BYU, no touch.
They're going to look to see if it really is off of BYU. But as it stands, BYU's turned it over in the last two possessions in overtime. 7.5 on the clock. BYU, if they can't find a way to score here late, doesn't look good right now. If it's Harvard basketball, we'll be facing New Mexico first thing in the morning tomorrow. And the way New Mexico looked earlier today, that's toughy.
Yeah. I mean,
this is the game you got to get. You got to get this one here.
And 7.5, so let's assume it's Harvard basketball. You foul immediately. That's going to be five or six seconds. And either way, I mean, they make two, you're going to have a three to tie it or a chance to win it. You're going to have one last possession. Monitor not working away from us, so referees coming over to us. Look at the TV monitor.
BYU a three-point lead with a minute to go in overtime, and they've been outscored 4-0 in the final minute. And a moment ago, Nick Emery hooking it low to try and get Kyle Davis on the seal, and it was too far for Davis to reach out, and it was out of bounds, and they called Harvard basketball.
Well, certainly not touched down low from Davis's man. I think this is going to be Harvard basketball. Yeah, clearly Nick is not deflected when he passes it, and I don't think the defender on Davis was anywhere near it. That's the call.
So it's Harvard ball. Just a brutal last minute for BYU. Two turnovers on the two biggest possessions of the day, and now Harvard has to inbounds. BYU can go for a steal or foul early.
Steal,
there's still a shot
foul.
Here. Still a shot. Kevin Cummins going to inbound. Gets it into Miller. Miller bobbles it. It's on the
jump
floor.
Ball.
Jump ball will go to who on the arrow?
Harvard.
It's Harvard's arrow. And 3 seconds off the clock. They got close to a steal, but three precious seconds go off the clock.
Terrible
Harvard's
lot.
In front, 83-82. They get the arrow going in their favor as Emery tied it up.
Boy, terrible luck.
BYU outscored 4-0 in the final minute of the overtime so far. BYU shooting 51% from the field and may not win. Came down to three-point shooting. Not enough of it for BYU. A couple clutch free throws late by Harvard. Cummins will trigger on the end line to the left of the Harvard standard.
He can't move here, so...
Cummins on the baseline. What do they call? A foul before the inbounds. Free throws at the other end.
It'll be Oakley's 5-for-6.
So, either way, BYU will get time. They'll have a chance with 4.2 to go. You're either going to have to make a three to tie it, make a two to win it, make a two to tie it. Those are your options right now as Emery's fouled out of the game. So, Emery and Selly, as the freshman guards, both foul out. Looking at the numbers of note, it's going to be another game. If BYU loses, it'll be a field goal-less game for Chase Fisher. If Chase Fisher's not scoring from the three-point line, BYU's probably not winning. That's the way it's always been, and that's the way it's gone tonight so far. BYU is about to lose without a last-second close-to-miracle here in Honolulu. 83-82, Harvard leads BYU with 4.2 to go, and Ogunwa Okoli will shoot from the free-throw line. He's due to miss here. Again, his percentage is lower than his number today, and he gets two with 4.2 to go. So BYU may get a crack here.
They'll call timeout if he does miss. I don't know, but you got to had trouble getting a shot at Long Beach State. Didn't get a shot. Got to run the right play.
There's a make. Wow. Four in a row for the 62% guy. Tip your hat. 84-82. A miss here. BYU can tie it or win it with a make late. A make, and BYU can only tie it with a late three. 4.2 to play. Made it. BYU's down 85-82. Chapman into Collinsworth. Collinsworth with three and with two. Lost it, got it back, leans in with a three, and it's no good off the back iron. Harvard wins it in overtime. Postgame recap next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Man, our offense was on fire tonight.
Right, we lit those guys up.
Boom, nails a three. We could go all the way this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what? This was our first game in your new Nissan.
That's it. I'm driving to every game.
Woohoo!
ShopChooseNissan.com for great offers on our exciting lineup and discover a better way to game day.
Away game next week. Road trip!
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the BYU Cougars.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think.
It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing. We'll go right to the rim. Oh! And he throws it down with a foul.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOUGS. Bodyguards.
It starts with a... And soon it's... You go from sitting and... To sitting in your... On your way to... Then one day... And before you know it... It starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Clutch free throw shooting by Harvard late helps the Crimson defeat BYU by a score of 85-82. BYU drops to the loser's bracket here at the Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic, losing to a 3-6 Harvard team, now 4-6. It's been this kind of season for BYU, Mark. It's up and down, good game, bad game, good game, bad game. And here in this one, BYU recovers from a dreadful start, just a miserable start, down 19-3. Ultimately got a lead, and they led in overtime. BYU led this thing in the extra session. Final lead at 82-79, then they didn't score again. Harvard scores the final 6 points of the game and wins it 85-82. BYU, on two of its last three possessions, turned the ball over, didn't get a shot off, didn't get a free throw off, nothing. And Harvard took advantage at the other end. Every time down, Harvard was scoring, Mark. I mean, there really weren't too many possessions they didn't score in the last 8 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I mean, when you start like that, Greg, to get back into the game, it takes a whole heck of a lot out of you. And they got back in, but it seemed like the tank was a little bit empty. But look, at the end of regulation, you had a four-point lead late. In overtime, you had a four-point lead. You got to find a way to finish those off. And, yeah, obviously that's disappointing. This loss, I mean, it's hard to sugarcoat this at all. BYU, I mean, they're struggling. There's some issues defensively. I didn't have an answer down low for someone down. I mean, a guy gets 17 rebounds, 23 points against you. That's the definition of unstoppable down low, and so that's a concern. And, of course, you know, we talk on and on about Chase Fisher, how important he is. He doesn't make a three. Nick Emery struggled a little bit from the three-point line, 1-for-4, but he played pretty good. Zach Selyus was good again, but fouled out. I mean, just a lot of things working against BYU, but when you get behind that big early, Greg, and a good job getting back in it. Again, good job getting back in it, but it's hard to really finish when you have to expend so much energy to get back in the game. And BYU could just never pull away. Credit Harvard, man. Shot the heck out of the ball with the three-point shot. Kept them in it, and then made free throws when they had to. Poor free throw shooting team. Hit big free throws at the end.
We'll say it again, and we do a lot, but he's always the missing link. If BYU's losing, you got to look at Chase Fisher's line. He's the X factor on this team, and you cannot avoid this stat right now. He, in BYU's four losses all away from home, he's 3-for-24 at the free throw line. He's 11-for-41 from the field. That's 30 misses in 41 tries. He's too important a player to have no-shows. I mean, BYU's going to really struggle without Chase. He's that good. He's that good a player and can be good. And lately it's been good, bad, but it's tough to do it without that important a player having a role on your team in a game like this. Emery scored 13, Collinsworth 23, Davis 23. I'm not sure how much longer Kafusi's going to be in the starting five at this rate. So some lineup changes could be coming. They may go small, who knows, but either way, Chase Fisher, a field goalless game in 45 minutes. of action. Now, he didn't play all 45, but that's an important player to not be scoring from the field. He played 30 minutes without a field goal make. That's a hard deal. And, again, he's your missing link right now.
And what happens, Greg, when you play so much of your game and your success on a guy, that can happen. So the only alternative is to not place so much emphasis on him and give a guy like Celius more minutes. I mean, you just can't afford to have so much riding on him. I mean, who loves Chase more than me? I mean, the guy is an incredible shooter, but we've gone over this, you and I, a lot. Has BYU ever lost a game when Chase played really well?
It's
obviously
so rare.
The Utah game in the second half, but,
yeah, but
the first
that was
half.
One half.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I want Chase to play. I'm glad he's on my team. He's a good shooter, but there has to be a shift away from we need Chase to have a big game for us to be successful to maybe give some other people the minutes or opportunities so you're not, you know, vulnerable to that type of game. So, I don't know.
Well, BYU shot 50% and lost, and that almost never happens. BYU had not lost a game this season shooting 50% or better in the Dave Rose era. It's only the 10th time in 11 seasons that BYU's lost a game shooting 50% or better, and they did today. BYU shoots 50% from the field, Harvard 48, but Harvard's 50% number from the three-point line your ball game. They were 11 for 22 from three. BYU was 3 of 13, and that's really why BYU lost. Free throws, Harvard made enough of them, especially late. Ended up going 16 for 26, BYU 19 for 29. So both teams missed a good number, but Harvard made them when they counted. But ultimately, Corbin Miller, to me, is the game winner for Harvard. Yeah. He was, I mean, and this is a guy that wanted to do this against BYU. He probably wanted to come to BYU, at least from what I understand. There was a chance that would happen, and there was no scholarship for him. He went to Harvard. 5 for 7 from 3 for Corbin Miller today, off the bench for 17 points. And those 17 points for Corbin, just two off a career high. And he did it to BYU today. He made tough threes. He made threes on the run. He made threes moving away, off the curl, set and open. Either way, he was dropping them. And Harvard's three-point shooting is the difference maker today in this 85-82 win. BYU gets 23 from Collinsworth, 23 from Davis. Davis also 23 and 16, so it's a double-double. Another one for KD. Kyle goes 23, 6 and 8. Collinsworth, that is. But seven turnovers for Collinsworth, a big number there. None bigger than the one in the final minute of overtime when he passed it to the middle of the paint with about two or three defenders there. Got knocked away. Next possession down, BYU turned it over again. Just, Mark, it was there. BYU should not have lost this game today.
It's too bad because Kyle, I mean, he played great. And he was so successful getting to the rim and scoring that last play, he was in the paint. He could have taken the shot. He tried to thread the needle on a bounce pass. Wasn't there. And then questionable call late in regulation. You got Kyle going to the hoop. Man, just take it to the rim and try and get a foul. He kicks it out to Fisher for a long three. It's an air ball. Probably not what you wanted in that situation. Take it to the rim. Try and make something happen at the rim. Easy to second guess things, but the execution and play call, whatever it was, the end of overtime and the end of regulation weren't great.
So the best BYU can do here is play for fifth place, and to do that, they'll need to beat New Mexico tomorrow morning, and the Lobos are no joke. That New Mexico-Auburn game was pretty high-caliber stuff. It was fun to watch, and now BYU's got to play the old Mountain West rivals tomorrow morning. First game of the morning, 9:30 Hawaiian time. It'll be at 12:30 in the mountains with an 11:30 a.m. pregame, BYU and New Mexico. So the Cougars and Lobos meet, but not the way we wanted it to. We wanted it to be the winner's bracket, not the loser's bracket, and BYU drops to the loser's bracket for the second time in as many years as in a Hawaiian tournament. BYU falls to Harvard today, 85-82. Just a tough one to swallow for the Cougars. 23 I gave you for Collinsworth and Davis, 13 for Emery, 8 for Celius, and a foul out. Emery also fouled out on 13, 6 for Eights, 4 for Fisher, 3 for Kafusi, 2 for Chapman, 82. Harvard goes 23 at a Zomwon career high in points, career high in rebounds with 17. 17 for Miller, 12 for Johnson, 11 for Oakley, 9 for Steves. He was big. Ebbett Cummins had 8, 5 for McCarthy. That's 85 for Harvard. Points in the paint, BYU plus 16. Points off of turnovers, Harvard plus 9. Second chance, BYU plus 1. Fast break, BYU plus 2. Bench, Harvard plus 10. 11 ties and 12 lead changes. It was an entertaining, intriguing, compelling game that BYU appeared to have enough done to win. And it did not turn out to be. Harvard wins it by 3. 85-82. We got more from Honolulu coming up. Cleon Wall is next with Cougar Postgame Live here on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.